You're listening to Smart Talk. I'm Scott Lamar. There are 470 public libraries in Pennsylvania, each an important part of their community. Books and libraries are so important that an act of Congress established the Center for the Book in the Library of Congress in 1977 to serve as a focal point for celebrating the legacy of books and to advocate for libraries. Today, there are affiliated centers for the book in Pennsylvania and in every state, the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. The Pennsylvania Center for the Book is located on the University Park campus of Penn State University at the Paterno Library, and they work to promote literacy and libraries throughout the Commonwealth. Joining us today is Elisa Stern Cahoy, Associate Director of the Pennsylvania Center for the Book, and Bernadette Lear, Behavioral Sciences and Education Librarian at the Penn State Harrisburg Library. She is author of the book Made Free and Thrown Open to the Public, a book that charts the history of public libraries and librarianship in Pennsylvania. Both, I want to thank both of you for being on today. Ms. Cahoy, I mentioned the description of what the Pennsylvania Center for the Book does, but what's your mission? What's the mission of the Pennsylvania Center for the Book?
Well, thanks so much for having us here today. We're thrilled to talk about the Pennsylvania Center for the Book, and the mission is really to honor and study and celebrate and promote books and reading and libraries and literacy, really that love of reading to all the citizens and the residents of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And so we get that wonderful job of making sure that Pennsylvania residents know about great books in a lot of different genres and have lots of opportunities to connect with books and authors and reading.
So the center's mission is to study, honor, celebrate, and promote books, readings, libraries, and literacy to the citizens of Pennsylvania. How do you do that?
That's a great question. It's really a multi-pronged approach, and Bernadette and I are joined by an amazing team of faculty and staff who work collaboratively in the Pennsylvania Center for the Book and also the Penn State Libraries to really promote a lot of different initiatives, some of which are national and some of which are state level. For example, we have a National Graphic Novel Award that has a jury that's assembled nationally and includes Penn State experts on graphic novels. And on that jury, they screen over 100 graphic novels each year, and they identify the best graphic novel, you know, published in the previous calendar year. And then we promote that. We have an author visit, and we put out materials online that people can connect with to find and really enjoy the best graphic novels. We have a children's poetry award that's named after our benefactor, Lee Bennett Hopkins, who is a prolific children's poetry anthologist and poet himself. And that, again, is another opportunity to bring great children's books about poetry to kids and to teachers and to parents. And we have an expert jury there. We have also some state level initiatives. For example, we have an essay contest that's called WordStruck that is for high school students in grades 10 to 12. And it invites those students to describe how a written work has influenced them personally. And then we have on our website, which you can access at pabook.libraries.psu.edu. You can access all these materials there, actually. We have lots of curriculum and we have teaching materials. And one of our biggest initiatives, something that can be accessed by anyone around the world, is actually our literary and cultural heritage maps of Pennsylvania. And that's actually a project that Bernadette administrates.
I have to say that there is a lot of material on your website and a lot of great material on your website. So definitely encourage anyone to go to your website. How is what you're doing different than a local library?
Oh, that thanks for that. You know, a local library, I myself, and Bernadette, I believe too, right? We're both former public librarians. And so in a public library, you know, you're really focused on the needs of your community. And because you're community funded, you may not have as expansive resources and funding to really impact a lot of people beyond your community. And so we are very lucky in that way that we can really supplement what public libraries do. We can provide supportive materials that help the mission of public libraries. A really good example of a project that helps public libraries is our Baker's Dozen 13 Best Books for Family Literacy Initiative. So this is a nationwide initiative where, again, we have an expert jury based at the Pennsylvania Center for the Book, but involving family literacy educators too. We screen over 2,000 picture books each year to identify the top 13 books that are the best family literacy books for preschoolers and parents and educators to read together. And we publish this list of 13 books each year on a bookmark, and we send these out across the nation to public libraries, to schools, to community centers, to anywhere where kids are going to hopefully connect with books. And so public libraries in Pennsylvania lean heavily on these bookmarks to find the most recent best family literacy books for preschoolers. And it's a great initiative in that way that we can help them give the brightest and the best and the most recent books to all of the kids in their community.
That's such a neat idea. Bernadette Lear, your book, Made Free and Thrown Open to the Public, where you talk about the history of public libraries and librarianship here in Pennsylvania. How has library use changed over the years?
Oh my goodness. Well, there's 200 some odd pages you could read about it in my book. but I think one of the most important changes, if you're taking a long view of the colonial era through the present, some of the biggest changes are the opening of libraries to women, children, the poor, and other diverse segments of the community. Back in the colonial era and the 19th century, a lot of your libraries were volunteer-based, often run by men, and they were social libraries where you had to be a member of the organization in order to use the materials. When public libraries came to the fore in the early 20th century, they opened to children because anybody could get a library card. So one of the biggest differences is people having access to things. If you're looking at more recent developments, I think that the transition of libraries from mainly providing books, whether recreational or informational, to providing just about any sort of material that can be shared in the community. I've encountered public libraries who circulate baking pans, you know, those fun character-shaped baking pans for birthday cakes.
Yeah.
I've seen that. I've seen them circulate seeds, you know, like seed libraries, you know, for people who do gardening. One of my friends jokes, if you can stick a barcode on it, we will circulate it, you know, so the types of materials that libraries circulate have vastly expanded as well.
What about with technology? I mean, we actually have had people who have questioned the need for libraries because you can find everything online. What do you say to those people?
Oh, that's a load of horse hooey. to be blunt. Elisa and I both now, we work at Penn State, which subscribes to hundreds of databases. We pay for access to hundreds of databases that the public doesn't have access to. A lot of your scholarly journals are not for free, emphatically not available for free. A lot of industry, business industry information, legal information, scientific information is extremely expensive. So unfortunately, people have to go through a library in order to gain access to that. Another thing I'd say further is that there is still a level of expertise that's needed to search this information efficiently and correctly. It's not like Google where you just type in something and you can assume Google's giving you whatever. Sometimes there's certain techniques to drill down to the actual thing that you're looking for. And so librarians can be helpful that way as well.
What I was going to say, I only have about a minute or so left, sure. But Bernadette and Lisa, am I to guess that both of you would rather sit with a physical book in front of you than going to an online book?
Well, I mean, I would say we're probably 50-50, right, Bernadette?
Really?
Yep.
Like Bernadette said, both she and I and our director of the Pennsylvania Center for the Book, too, Carla Schmidt, we are all also employed as librarians at Penn State University. So we spend so much time with technology and with helping students and faculty learn how to use technology that, you know, we all do tons of reading online every day and lots of reading on Kindles and, you know, other electronic interfaces. But there is that charm, right, of going into the stacks and browsing and finding a book that you didn't expect to find.
You still do that?
Oh, yeah. Right, Bernadette?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I call myself a format omnivore. I use multiple formats all day long. I listen to podcasts. I have my favorite blogs online that I look at. I use very old books. I mean, we're all over the place.
Well, I want to thank both of you for being with us today and for what you do. I mean, it's just so wonderful that you are offering all these things to Pennsylvanians. Elisa Stern Cahoy, Associate Director of the Pennsylvania Center for the Book. Bernadette A. Lear, Behavioral Sciences and Education Librarian at the Penn State Harrisburg Library. Thank both of you very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
I'm Scott Lamar. Have yourself a great day.